In this bulletin, Bill Shorten says a newspaper article referring to his late mother is a new low. An inquest into the London terror attacks that killed two Australians. And Israel Folau found guilty of breaching the Rugby Australian Code of Conduct. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Labor leader Bill Shorten has blasted a newspaper article which critiques a story he told about his late mother as a new low. During the ABC's Q&A program on Monday, Mr. Shorten spoke about how his mother wanted to become a lawyer but instead accepted a teaching scholarship. And Shorten worked as a teacher for 3 decades and sent her 2 sons to the elite private school Xavier College in Melbourne. It wasn't until she was in her 50s that she went back to university to get a law degree. The Daily Telegraph has attacked Mr. Shorten over his TV appearance for omitting the fact that his mother eventually became a barrister. Labor's campaign spokesman Jim Chalmers has told the ABC the article was inappropriate. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Labor leader Bill Shorten are preparing for the 3rd televised debate of the election campaign. Tonight's debate, broadcast on the ABC from 7:30, comes after Mr. Shorten was declared the winner of the first 2 debates by undecided voters in the audience. Mr. Morrison is expected to spend part of the day sprigging a coalition plan aimed at protecting the health of young Australians. Mr. Shorten will make another hospital funding pledge and is expected to declare a so-called war on waiting lists. The mother of an Australian woman killed in the London Bridge terror attack in 2017 says she hopes the inquest beginning today will help her stop similar events from happening again. Sarah Zelenak, a 21-year-old Queensland nanny, was killed in the stabbing attack at Burrow Market, along with fellow Australian Kirsty Bowden and 6 others. The 8-week inquest will examine the 8 victims' deaths, as well as the personal background of the 3 attackers. Ms. Zelenak's mother, Julie Wallace, is in London for the inquest with her husband, Mark.
I think there'll be a lot of raw emotion. It doesn't change anything. Can't make her come home. But I really want to meet the first responders and thank them for trying, and I'd like to meet the other victims of the attack.
Overseas, the European Union has expressed concern over a decision in Turkey to have a rerun of Istanbul's mayoral election. The decision came after the ruling Justice and Development Party of President Erdogan lost the mayorship by a narrow margin to the opposition. The AKP claims there were voting irregularities which made the result invalid. A new poll will be held on June the 23rd. Germany's Foreign Minister Heiko Maas is among those critical of the decision, calling it incomprehensible. To rugby union, and Israel Folau's future in Australian rugby is looking increasingly grim after an independent panel determined the Wallabies superstar committed a high-level breach of his contract. The 3-person panel has now retired to take further written submissions from both parties, after which it will determine the sanction to be handed to the 30-year-old. One possible sanction includes the termination of his 4-year, $4 million contract. Folau has issued with a breach notice last month following his controversial social media posts, including about homosexuals. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's partly cloudy in Perth, 23 degrees there. In Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Much the same in Melbourne, also 17. A shower or two developing also in Hobart, 18 degrees there. Much the same for Canberra, 14. Fine weather in Wollongong, 19. Much the same for Sydney, 21. Also sunny in Newcastle in 22. In Brisbane, sunny in 27. In Cairns, also sunny in 29. In Darwin, much the same, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.